And this is Electric.
Hey, Tommy. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Let me tell you something. I've been on the phone all day. I've been on the phone mostly trying to get a hold of the other website company, trying to find out what the story is. Because I don't know. What's that?
Have they ghosted you or what? You said trying to get a hold of them. Oh, no.
Yeah. I got all one time, and I'll get back to you. That was last week. That was Friday when I called.
Oh, and man.
So I'm trying to figure out if I got to pay $1,500. And I mean, I want to figure out where I stand with them. I know I committed to you guys.
I'm gonna say if they're not getting back to you, you don't owe them an additional $1,500. That's for sure.
I already paid. I already paid $550.
Yeah, I still wouldn't pay them more. Definitely no. Okay.
What am I obligated to?
Well, if they're not answering calls and doing your stuff, I would say no. I mean,
I want to make sure.
So anyway.
What's the time zone there? 2 hour difference?
We're Pacific time, so 3 hours.
It's 3 hours different.
Yes, sir.
All right. Just give me a couple more hours.
No problem.
Okay, I'll call you back.
And all I need from you, we just need to finish filling in your details. Let me see what we got. I forget.
And you want pictures and everything, right?
Well, your tech will. I don't need them.
I see. All right.
Oh, I know. We need to set up your onboarding call yet. That's okay. So, yeah, we just need to do housekeeping items. We got to finish filling in the blanks on your info, and then we'll set up your onboarding call. So I don't need anything major from you. I hate taking your money and then us not getting to work. That's what's bugging me.
All right.
But if it's not bugging you, then I'll settle down a little bit.
I appreciate that. Now, I'm committed to you guys, right? Is that correct?
We're set. I got your card in there, so that listing is secured. That's definitely yours.
Right.
And we'll build your website for you, everything we talked about covering.
How long am I locked in?
Till you quit services.
You're at any time.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're not going anywhere, right?
I hope not. You know, Gail,
okay.
I truly appreciate talking to you, and I don't trust me. I don't trust anybody. But, you know,
I don't blame you.
There's very few people I trust. You're either. I trust you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to take care of you.
No, you know what? No, I believe you. I believe that.
You should. I'm glad you do, though. In all sincerity, I was being a smarty pants. I said, good, you should. But no, in all seriousness, thank you. I do appreciate that. And I am only here to help. So I'll do whatever I can.
I've been ripped off so many times,
I don't doubt it.
I'm putting information here. It was right here. Hold on.
What are you looking? Yeah. What you digging for?
I have information that you need.
Well, do you want to run through all that now?
I thought that's what you wanted to do.
Well, I did, but then I thought you were in the middle of something.
No, that's, I'm always.
You're always
in the middle of somebody or something.
Let me grab the right screen here. All right, let me see where we're at. We got that. Okay. So we need to list out all of your services.
Right.
So, electrician, of course.
Master electrician?
Master electrician. Got it. Got it.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Troubleshoot and repair.
Okay.
Car chargers.
Car chargers. And I'm also going to, I'm going to say, what are they? EOV, right? Is that the acronym? EOV chargers?
Oh, yeah.
Is it EOV? Oh, man, just a second. Okay, Google. What do you call the electrical vehicle chargers?
It's something like that.
EVSE, the unit that houses EVSE ports, is sometimes called a charging post.
Do people know that? I'm an electrician. Somebody says, did you do EOV? I said, what?
Well, see, I thought I knew what I was that from, like, seeing the ads on TV. I know, right?
You know what?
There we go.
People, though. I put car chargers. Or car seats. Car chargers, whatever it is.
EV, there we go. I got it. I got car chargers, and then I've got EV chargers.
There you go. Yep.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Service upgrades.
And I'm also going to say service panel upgrade.
There you go. Very good. Yep.
Okay. Now, the car chargers, you do installation and repair, right?
Repair the car chargers? No.
You don't? Okay. Okay, got it. I'm ready.
All right, service up. Generators?
Okay.
Hot tubs?
Let's see. So you don't install the whole hot tub, though. You do,
electrical. Just electrical.
It takes a, is that a 220?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it is. Okay.
That's volt, 220 volts, right?
Yep.
Volts. Okay, got it. Ready?
Lighting and outlet installation.
Got it.
Residential.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial.
Okay.
Three estimates.
Right. Anything else?
Now this is the Mason part of.
Okay,
journeyman Mason.
Oh my! So now, are you? Oh wow! Journeyman Mason. Now the Mason reportion, is that a union or no?
I'm not in a union. I used to be in a union, but.
I gotcha.
All right, so, okay. Aesthetic surface finishing on concrete steps.
Okay, got it.
All right, concrete steps, patios, and walls.
Like retaining walls.
Yep. Retaining walls.
Got it.
Yep.
Perfect. Right. Okay.
Patio brick pavers.
Uh-huh.
Gravel. Stone and cement.
All right. Got it.
All right. That's about all I wrote.
Awesome. That's quite a lot. Okay.
I know too much. I know more than I want to know. And I'm still
oh,
broke.
My goodness. All right, Tommy. I'm going to send you a text. It's just informational if you get a chance to look at it. If not, it won't kill anybody. Information on the call tracking that we'll put on your website. That's how you'll be able to log in and see the clicks and calls you're getting. So I sent that one over to you.
All right.
And then optional.
Master electrician, I got to put my license number down.
Oh, okay.
Right, so it's,
I'm ready.
All right. Master electrician E1. I'm sorry. Master electrician 019.
Okay.
273 E1. E-1.
Got it. And that's electrician.
And that's at T. D'Angelo at iCloud.com, and you got my phone number.
Yes, I do. So you just want your email address on there.
Yeah, yep. And no, not my address though. I just Southington. Just Thomas,
right.
Thomas D'Angelo, Southington, Connecticut.
Got it. Okay. Perfect.
And I travel. It's 24/7. All emergency calls. I'm sorry. Emergency calls. Hold on. Okay. Hartford, New Haven area.
Oops.
Am I going to say? I'm sorry.
Okay. Oops. If I could spell. Okay. Got it.
So it's Hartford. What do you got? We have
Hartford.
Hartford.
There we go. I had Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then
Hartford,
New Haven.
New Haven area.
Okay.
24/7. Mercy calls.
All right. And then what do you want to show for regular hours of operation, Tommy?
That is my regular hours.
Okay. You didn't want to list like 8 to 5, 24/7 emergency calls. Okay.
No.
All right. Let's see. What else are we missing? So we got that. Let me cross that off. Oh, I know. Optional item for you. It's already included in your pricing, but not everybody wants it. So we leave it as an optional. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you, if you want it, you would download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone, but the app itself has its own phone number. So what a lot of our clients will do is they'll use the app's phone number, and it'll be a local number to you. A lot of people use the phone number for the app as their business line as a way to keep personal and business separate. That something you're interested in?
Oh, yeah. You know, I like that.
Okay. I'll put you down with a yes. And then I'm going to send you a link on that, too. And then, so the link I'm sending you for this one, you will want to go and fill that out when you have a couple minutes. It's an application. And the reason it's an application is the app is just, it's toward the tail end of beta. But because it's still technically in beta, they want everybody to fill out an application just so they can make sure they've got all the info right. And then, of course, they will take any and all feedback, good, bad, or ugly, that you might have to offer.
Hold on. You know what?
Sure. What?
I'm thinking about
what's up?
I do have two separate numbers. I have a business line and a personal line.
Okay.
I may not need that. I'm sorry.
No worries. Let me pop over here. All right, I can take your business number if you'd like.
Yeah, that's the same number. It's 0302-8669.
Oh, I thought you said you had a different number.
I have my personal number for personal calls.
Ah, you have a different one than, oh, I got you. I got you. The
yeah,
one that,
so I may not need what you're asking for. I may not.
Well, I'll stuff. Tell you what. I'm going to change your yes to a maybe.
And then you suggest
I, whichever. I'm going to let you explore it. So,
how does it work? Like, how does that work?
So, which part? So
your number.
The app itself will have its own unique phone number. And what you would do if you wanted to use that number instead of your cell phone number or the number you're using, you would just go open up the app on your phone and you would dial your call through the app. And then that is the number that you would give out to people that you're talking to. And then they would call you on that number, which goes through the app.
Okay. So I know that they're calling me through the website. Or the
yep.
Google page or whatever.
Exactly.
That's fine. That's good. No, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. And then let me see. Oh, did you want payment integration on your website? So
a what?
PayPal payment. It's so like people could go to your website to pay you. Just some of the ones I know right off the top of my head. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. I think there are about a half a dozen to eight total that we support. No charge for it, for us to put it on there. If you used one of those and you wanted to pay through the website.
So they pay through PayPal?
Yep. Yes. So if you've got like a PayPal or a Venmo or a Cash App account, or if you want to get one of those accounts, we can set it up on your website so that you could send someone there and they could, I would assume, pull up their invoice. If not pull up their invoice, they would be able to just send you a set dollar amount, you know, $1,932.67
right.
or whatever, you
right.
know, that's something you want on your site.
Yeah, but I just got to figure out how to do all that stuff.
Okay. I'm just going to put you as a yes. All right. And then let's set your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for the call, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And during that call, they'll do quality control. So double checking, make sure I got everything right. And get you into your dashboard. Gosh, what else do they do? Talk about your website, what you want, what you don't want, show you how to get photos to us, all those things. So let's see. Tomorrow, it looks like the earliest we've got tomorrow is 11. And then, but we've got pretty much every hour on the hour through, what time is that? Looks like 5 o'clock would be the last available. So 11 to 5.
Eastern time?
Yep, Eastern time. So is there a, so we schedule them on the hour. Is there an hour slot in there that would work for you, Tommy?
Yeah, 5 o'clock would be good.
5 o'clock it is. Let me grab that appointment and I'll set that item. You know what? Is 5 o'clock a good time for you?
Maybe 4.
I just realized we've got a company-wide meeting right at that time.
To do later.
We could do 6 o'clock, but it'd have to be on Wednesday. Does that work? Or we could go earlier in the day.
Wednesday, I'm pretty much wide open.
Okay.
Kind of.
Do you want to do 10 a.m. or?
Yeah, 11.
11 o'clock. You got it. Let You grab that one.
And that's for, what is it for?
That's your onboarding call.
Okay.
Yep. So they'll go through getting you into your dashboard and quality control. Make sure I got everything right. And I'm going to make sure I get this right here first. That would be a good start, wouldn't it? Okay, that is what date? That's 12th already. And I've got to put it for them in our time. Okay. Looks good.
I appreciate you looking out for me. I appreciate you. You've been very patient with me. And there's a lot going on.
No. No problem. Gosh, you've actually been one of my easier people to deal with. I've looked forward to talking with you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So I've got an email on the way to you. The subject line is Local Splash CIE and then a bunch of stuff after it. It's all internal coding. But if you could grab that when it comes in and then let me know when you've got it. And I'm going to run through some of the rest of this here while we wait for that to get there. And why didn't we do that the other day? I just noticed something else that's missing from the other day. Oh, you know what, Tommy? When you're in your email, if you could look back to Friday, and let's see, 9:30, so that's going to be about 12:30 your time on Friday in your emails. There should be one called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And if you don't find it, it's no worries. I can resend it to you, but I thought if it was already there.
That's a text message or email?
Well, actually, I think that one probably came both ways. The Local Splash Initial Invoice. I think that might have come to your text message, too.
No.
Nothing? Okay. I will resend it to you. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so that's not the right one.
So I have emails from
okay. Did you get one just now that the subject line is Local Splash CIE?
Email? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, right now.
Wonderful. Okay, on that one, if you'd open it up, please. And it's a calendar invitation. So if you would hit the yes option, and then that'll hold your slot for you. And I better make sure I put it in here where I was supposed to. Oh, look at that. I didn't. Let me do that right now so they don't get after me. Scheduled Wednesday. There we go. Did that work for you, Tommy?
I'm looking. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Awesome.
30, 45 minutes.
We did, oh, there it is.
Is it a dashboard thing, or is that what you're talking about?
No. Oh, no. So the subject line on the email you want is Local Splash CIE.
Okay.
Did you find it?
No, that's in my email or my text message?
Email. Email.
All right.
Local Splash CIE. I know there's a lot. A lot of info.
No.
That's definitely not in short supply.
No, I didn't get it. I have Local Splash. I don't have any kind of, no. Was it EIE? What?
CIE. Local CIE? Splash CIE. Huh.
No.
Why? It did this to me earlier, too. Well, let me try. So, I'm sending... Well, if you've got that one handy, let's go ahead and deal with that one. If you've got Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah. Got that.
Perfect. Open that one up. About four sentences down, it says, click here to accept. Go ahead and click that. And then it's scroll up. On the click here to accept link. Is that the one? No luck.
I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay. Log in. I don't know.
What's it asking you to log into?
No idea.
Yikes.
Well, click here to accept, right?
Yes.
No, so it's expired. Expired.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to resend that one. So this will be the last thing in your inbox. I don't know why it would have expired. That's goofy. And I'm going to try something else here, too. Okay. So now it... tell you what. Does it tell you again that it expired?
I didn't get a new one.
I'm going to text it to you. I'm going to text you the link. Hey. So this will be the last text message that's in your box. There it goes. That link is good. And then just go ahead and all you got to do is click that link and then scroll. Oh, you did it already. Hold on. Yeah. We might... Oh, disregard. You got it already, Tommy. Perfect. I'm not sure how, but you got her. All right. Let me see if maybe you got the calendar item here, too. Maybe that worked for you, and you just didn't know it. No, that goofy thing. All right. Let me try. I'm going to trick this thing. Okay, on the calendar appointment, I'm going to take you out, and I'm going to put you back in. So you're probably going to get a message saying that it was canceled, but I'm going to send you a new one that says it's on like Donkey Kong. Come on. Cooperate. Some days you just wish the technology would cooperate. Or at least just do what I want it to do.
Yeah, that's why I don't too.
You know, I wonder. It might have gone into your junk too, but let's see. Okay. Resending that email to you. So this is Local Splash. I'm sorry. Yeah, Local Splash CIE is the subject line. Hoping it gets there. If not, at least this one isn't the end of the world. Nothing yet, huh?
No.
Well, that is just strange. Okay, I'm going to put a note in there that says, okay, so this is for, so if you want to make sure that this is in your calendar, it'll be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, the 12th. And I'm going to put a note, client is confirmed. So I'm marking you as confirmed, even though it wouldn't let you actually do it. Goofy thing.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We got that. Let's see. And did I text you my contact information, Tommy? I think I did. I'm going to do it anyway, just to make sure. So I'm going to send a couple emails your way.
No.
I didn't? Oh, well then. Too many things, I know, I'm sorry. So, the next one, I'm just texting my contact information to you. That way you can add me in as a contact on your phone.
Okay, alright. Thank you.
And then, I'm gonna do same thing with customer service. That's where you'll reach your tech. And then, that's out of the way. And I already sent you those emails. That's good. I'm doing a skim through here. Make sure I got everything that I'm supposed to do on my little checklist here.
Yep.
Got that. Okay, let's set up, okay, so once we start doing our work, we're going to list you out on the directories. So there'll be, for example, Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 different locations. Now, something I want you to remember, we never come back asking you for more money. In fact, one of my clients just called me this morning to ask me the very same thing. So Yelp is notorious for doing this. A couple of the other services do as well. But because we're listing you there so that real people, your customers, can find you, Yelp itself most likely will call you and say, in order to publish your webpage or some other blah, blah like that, some other lie, you need a subscription, and it's going to be $5 a month, and you have to have this for your website, blah, blah, blah. It's not us. They're
okay.
And the other thing you need to know, I don't care what they tell you, what lie they want to tell you, whether you accept or decline that subscription offer that they offer you, will have zero bearing on the work that we do. So everything you and I talked about is still good, no matter what you do with them. Now, what I would suggest is, well, we're going to set up a security word for you. And if you ever think that it's not Local Splash, well, hell, even if you do think it's Local Splash, ask anyway, because if it's somebody from Local Splash, we'll be able to answer your security question. And if it's not, you'll probably get a hang up on the other end of the line.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. So security questions, we've got three options. Sorry, there's not more. Mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you prefer?
My first pet name.
First pet's name. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me make the note of that. Okay, and what is Fido's first name? Or what is Fido's name?
Pepper.
Pepper. I love that. Pepper it is. And it's going to be spelled with a capital P, just so you know, so it's properly written.
He's a miniature poodle.
Aww. Oh, I think you told me about him.
I bought him when I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow. You didn't tell me. With your own money. Everything.
$75 back in 1973.
That was a lot of money back then.
Lawn. 50 cents a lawn. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. All right, perfect. That's in there. So now I would do this anytime, whether you think it's local splash for sure or not. Ask them what is my first pet's name?
Right.
And if it's one of, you're welcome. If it's one of us, we'll be able to say Pepper. If it's not, like I said, it's not us, I would hang up on them if they don't hang up on you first. But I had a client do that this morning and clicked on the other end of the line. So that was perfect. I don't want you to think we're coming back asking for more money repeatedly, because we don't do that. So yeah, that'll definitely help. Okay. And then let's see. Voice verification we still need to do. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners. Normally I do this right after we run your card, but now is perfectly fine. So it outlines the services that we're going to provide for you. It's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
And you're up.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
What do you mean?
So Google wants us to, so this is a copy, a verbal copy of one of the,
no,
one of the.
I understand that, but what do you want me to say?
Yeah. Oh, name of your company.
Oh.
As you,
okay.
Yeah, that's all. Super
okay.
easy.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Go for it.
Right.
Go for it.
Energized Electric.
Awesome. Thank you. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas Angelillo.
And are you the owner?
Owner of Energized Electric.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business? In other words, can you hire us? Thank you. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. I've got to check a date here. There we are. Okay.
If I don't, if for some reason I can't, fine.
No, nothing happens. If we're calling with a question that, you know, we can't move forward without an answer to the question, then we pause for a minute. I'm not worried about you. Not at all.
Thank you.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative.
You're excellent. You're excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
You know what you could do for me? You could leave me a review. You could leave me
a review.
I would love that on Google. Awesome.
Cool.
That'd be awesome.
Right.
I would love that. Absolutely. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Any additional?
Yeah, so if you add TikTok or LinkedIn or I don't know, whatever the next... Yeah, I know. But if you do, by chance, it's really, would you please just let us know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have no intention.
Thank you. And
this is complicated enough for me.
And honestly, the only reason is so that we can make sure that we program it in. So if you start using another social media, we can program it in. That way it's included in your stuff. That's a long way of getting around to that. Your payments for initial term and account setup were charged on Friday's date, October 7th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring
website too, right?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
Wow. That's crazy. It's crazy.
This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 7th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, Tommy. And then let's see what else we've got. I think we might be pretty much done. Got that. All right. Wow, Tommy, you are all set. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You
personally, thank you. I mean, you specifically.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome.
You know, people on the East Coast, they suck. They're all liars. They're all, you know.
You go toward
the West, Midwest, you know, like Montana, Kansas. I mean, where are you located again?
I'm in Colorado. Yeah.
Colorado. See, you know what? People are so much nicer. I hate this place. No, I do. I really no.
We kind of just say it the way it is. It's easier.
No. New Yorkers, Connecticut people. No, you know what? Connecticut people don't say it like it is. You're more polite.
Really?
You're polite. You're honest. You're a little more. It's a little different.
Oh.
It's different. It's different. I don't know.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. You know what? I'm going to send you, let me see.
Well, when my mother kicks off, I'm out of here anyway, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Colorado. I don't know. I've been taking care of her for 15 years. I just had to put her in a nursing home because she was not following the rules. She was falling all the time.
Oh.
And then now she just fell Tuesday.
That's right.
And broke her hip. And she had surgery.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
I'm divorced. I wasn't married that long, really, but I would take care of her, and I hate Connecticut. I don't like the people. I don't care for the weather either, but the people suck. They really do. Like, they're nice once they get to know you. They have to get to know you first. Like, after 6 months to a year, then they're nice. But.
Right.
It's a different world, man. I lived in Hawaii for 2 years, and that's when I realized how effed up Connecticut people were.
Wow.
And then I went, I went to, the Bible Belt, and it's like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I know. People should be decent to each other, I would think, but.
Look out for each other.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll run you over and keep going. They don't care.
It's true. There was a story not too long ago, and I don't remember where this was, but there was literally a rape taking place in was like in a telephone stall in a in an airport. In an airport. And nobody helped this gal. Everybody just kept on walking by.
God.
Right? Isn't that just screwy? And so wrong. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't.
Let me tell you something. Out of all the crimes on this earth, that is the one thing I will not tolerate. That is the one. Oh, my freak.
Yeah, that's one that there's just no excuse for. I mean, you know, some of the other, you know, like, okay, I forgot armed robbery was illegal. Okay, maybe a guy needed to feed his family. There, I mean, it doesn't help you get off, but there was a reason for it. The rape, there's just no reason for it.
No excuse. That's penalty.
Yeah, it is.
Pedophiles, there's no cure for it. There's no cure for it. Kill them. Right. Get rid of them. Cut the balls off. Whatever. I mean, you know.
Yep. Any of the above is fine. That all works for me. Oh, Tommy, I was going to ask you, too. Do you know anybody who doesn't do what you do that could use a service like ours? The more people I can help, the happier I am.
Yes, I'll look. I'll check into it. I know a few people, but you know, I'm not that close to them. But I'll ask them.
Okay. Definitely. Absolutely. Send them my direction. I would love to help.
Gail, anything if I can help you, I'll do it.
I will keep that in mind. If I need somebody out on the East Coast, I know who to call.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Gail, I'm serious.
So you'll run up to Maine and get lobster and ship it to me too, right?
You got it.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Don't tell you something.
That's a bitch. That's an awful big ass.
But Rhode Island lobster.
Oh.
I go to Rhode Island. I get them right off the boat.
Oh, wow.
No, straight
off. Off the boat? That's amazing.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow. What do they run a piece when you get them that way?
It's been a little bit since I've been there. The culls are cheaper. You know what that is, right? The one-arm ones, you know?
Yeah. Oh, like the ones that aren't perfect, like they're missing a claw or whatever.
Yeah, they're missing an arm.
Big deal.
Those are cheaper, but I think it's $6, $7, $8, $8.
No way. Yeah. For an entire lobster.
Yeah, entire lobster.
Oh, wow.
A pound and a half.
A month or so ago, bought these itty-bitty, tiny little excuses for lobster tails out of our local store. Okay. You know, the place you can get them, unless you go to Red Lobster, and that's, anyway. $8 for that. And that was just tail only. And this thing wasn't more than 3.5 inches long, the tail. So, yeah, there was a teeny tiny little thing, and still $8 for that little bit. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you in a little bit. I'm gonna look into what the prices are. I haven't been up there in a while. I haven't had lobster in, I've been taking care of my mother, so I haven't been everywhere, anywhere. I've been on a date in 5.5 years.
Well, we need to get you fixed up.
Okay. I texted you a picture of me, but because you have an extension.
I can't get pictures, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Told you there's not a picture. I sent you a picture. I really did.
What was it of?
Me.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Nope.
You said you were
never got it. Darn it. Oh, well. Shoot.
Somebody else got it, and they loved it. I told you.
Maybe.
I'm a body builder. I'm 59.
Oh, that's
I look like I'm 32.
That's right. That's awesome. All right, Tommy.
If you can fix me up with somebody, seriously, just...
I'll see what I can do. If I find any nice women anywhere near you, I'll let you know. I'll be sure they're fully vetted too, because You don't want the wrong type. Trust me.
I've been through. I'd rather stay alone than.
I would think. I don't blame you. All right, Tommy, I better get going, and I should probably let you back to your day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you so much for your time.
I'm talking, you're like my friend over here.
I enjoy talking to you, too. Call me anytime. And seriously, if you ever have problems or questions, if you're not being helped, let me know. I'll hunt down the solution personally.
Okay? Thank you, because I'm going to tell you something, Gail. I'm really computer illiterate, really, really.
No worries.
Electrical, forget about it. I can do anything. Computers, I'm not well versed in it. It's just, that's just the way it is.
And that's okay. You're not supposed to be. You would probably amaze me if I watched you doing electrical. I couldn't do it. I mean, even though my dad was an electrician, so was his dad, so are a couple of uncles. I couldn't do it. I couldn't even test an outlet. I've seen it done, but I couldn't tell you which of the gadgets to use. And I'd probably electrocute myself. So, hey, I just got zapped
the other day.
What's that?
I just got zapped the other day.
Oh, God. That's no fun.
It was beautiful.
No fun. No fun.
Hold on.
Oh, and I sent you a link to do a review, too, if you wouldn't mind. That'd be awesome.
Of course I will.
Cool.
Hold on. Don't hang up. No, I'm looking at lobster prices. Hold on.
Oh, you really don't have to do that.
I'm a man of my word. No, that's
not my word. Well, don't send it to our office address, because that's California.
All right. Where do you want me to send it?
What?
Where do you want me to send it?
No, please don't.
You want a lobster? I'm looking at...
I
don't get you lobsters.
Oh my gosh. I'll text you my address later, but then you have to let me know how much it is so that I can pay you
back. All right.
Okay. Deal.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I'm
gonna,
I do need to, I'm gonna text
you. Rhode Island from here. Rhode Island from here is only an hour and a half.
Oh wow.
It's only an hour and a half. Please. I'm not full of baloney. I'm a man of my word. When I promise something, I follow through.
I just hate to have you go through all that trouble and the dry ice and the stuff.
You know what? I've been in Rhode Island so long. I want to get out of the house anyway. Or get out of the building.
Oh, so this would be
I worked till 4 a.m. I worked till 4 a.m. last night. Yeah, I've been working 30 hours.
It's clearly.
A pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
For a sweet woman, for someone who's been kind to me, no, are you kidding me?
Oh. That's awful, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Tommy, I'm going to let you back to your day. And
all right, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Let me know what you need as you go, okay?
I will. Please send me your address or whatever.
I will. All right. I will.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.